Praised be Jesus and Mary. St. Peter's Basilica is probably the most famous church in Christendom. It's just massive in scale and a veritable museum of art and architecture. You know, it began on a much humbler scale. Vatican Hill was simply a cemetery where Christians gathered at St. Peter's tomb to pray. And in 319, Constantine built on the site a basilica that stood for more than 1,000 years until, despite numerous restorations, it threatened to collapse. And in 1506, Pope Julius II ordered it demolished and reconstructed. But the new basilica was not completed and dedicated for more than 2 centuries. St. Paul's, outside the walls, was built where St. Paul is believed to have been beheaded. It was the largest church in Rome until St. Peter's was rebuilt, I should say. And the most recent edifice was constructed after a fire in 1823. And the first basilica was also Constantine's doing. Constantine, his building projects, enticed the first of a centuries long parade of pilgrims to Rome. From the time the basilicas were first built until the empire crumbled under the barbarian invasions, the two churches, although miles apart, were linked by a roof colonnade of marble columns. It's amazing to note that pilgrimages to Rome began so early. Pilgrims didn't even wait for the persecutions to end, before they visited the tombs of the apostles. They went to Rome, a century before there were public churches and mass was confined to private homes and the catacombs. The two great pilgrimage sites were exactly as today, the tombs of St. Peter upon Vatican Hill and the tomb of St. Paul on the Ostian Way. So today we pray to these two great pillars of the church, and that we too can have that same faith and make that those same sacrifices. We don't even have to travel thousands of miles on foot, not to visit the tombs of the apostles, but to pay a visit to our Lord himself here, right here in this little chapel.